It's Don McKellar, craving some of those Dunkin' Donuts.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Drunk Girls, taken from the new album by LCD Sound System. This is Happening. I think that's what it's called. It's going to be out in May, but that song is available for play now. It's on YouTube. I'm not pirating or anything like that. So on today's show, we're going to play a bunch of new stuff. I was maybe going to have some guests, but they got really sick, so they can't come in. That'll happen next week. So today, just new stuff, all sorts of new stuff. We've got some new, lots of new stuff. A new Apollo Ghost, that's coming up in a little bit. That should get everybody excited. And that song ended quickly. That's what happened. Some new Here We Go Magic, some new Yukon Blonde, some new Love Is All, some new Neon Indian, lots of great stuff. But to kick things off, a band that I wanted to play last week, but didn't get around to it, great garage rock from San Francisco, a band called The Fresh and Onlys. So let's give them a listen. This is the song Fog Machine, and after that we're going to hear some Wounded Lion, which is my favorite discovery when I went down to South by Southwest. They have a song called Creatures in the Cave. It's really great too. So here is Fresh and Onlys, and then Wounded Lion. Oh, that's the wrong burr. That's okay, here we go. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Hey, hi. That was Wounded Lion from L.A. with their song Creatures in the Cave. Great stuff. And before that, we heard the Fresh and Onlys. Okay. Let's play some local stuff. Apollo Ghosts, one of my favorites. They are releasing their albums out today. It's called Mount Benson, and they're going to be having a CD release party for it next Saturday at the Little Mountain Studios. So, give it a listen. It is fantastic stuff. And we're going to hear the song Witchcraft Lake. After that, a band called Lovers Love Haters, featuring this lady named Deb Cohen, who I'm told was in the organ, but I don't remember her being in the organ. But it sounds so much like the organ, it's hard to believe she wasn't in the organ. Okay, let's just listen to Apollo Ghosts. Here we go.
Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
So I thought so.
I ain't been seen out in my Jeep a cruising without your polished beauty to display. Oh, it's true that I've done oh, wee bit of whoring, but I spend more on you every day. Our names would have made a great logo, and we always look so good having sex. Now I don't care how good I look in jeans, since you broke my nose on our picket fence. We could have made beautiful money together, but you went and cashed in your shares. We could have made beautiful money together. Now I hope you find somebody who cares. I hope you end up with some loser who doesn't even wear cologne. Someday you'll miss maxing out your RSPs, and I know my baby will come home. Remember when you first worked in my office, I hired you on as a temp. Remember the way I helped increase your profits, which now you seem to resent. I bought you your first Donna Karen. I showed you how to snub your old friends. But now it seems we don't share the same dreams, so I'll hate you till the end. We could have made beautiful money together, but you went and cashed in your shares. We could have made beautiful money together. Now I hope you've all down a flight of stairs. I'm gonna get my buddies together. We'll break both your new boyfriend's arms. Unless you say it'll all be okay, and you'll return with all your charms. This is a Marxian dialectic about love as a commodity. I was warned to put in some kind of disclaimer, so nobody take it personally. I don't mind people with money, so long as they buy me a drink. And I don't mind if not every song is funny, so long as it makes somebody think.
All right. Ooh. Don't have it on continuous play, Duncan. That was The Molestics from their last album, Farewell to Hokum, and the song We Could Have Made Beautiful Money Together. Oh, Luke,
Mike,
neat.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Here
I
in,
am.
The,
Thank you,
in the studio for a little while,
you
just
got,
saying, hey.
Hey.
You're a fan of The Molestics. You've read the
obviously.
The book?
Yes.
What is it?
A Story of Rags to Riches to Rags or something like
yeah,
that by,
right,
Mike,
right.
By Mike Sorrett. Mike
yeah,
Sorrett,
yeah.
Phenomenal story. And we were saying it's like, yeah, Mike Sorrett's my hero, not because he's an amazing musician who knows like 300 standards off the top of his head. It's the fact that he can do 300 standards off the top of his head after being mind-blowingly blackout drunk. And yeah, the first time I saw them was at the Starfish Room in 1996 or something like that. I had no idea who they were, and they absolutely blew my mind, and I do believe they're playing at the Railway coming up, the original lineup, so
will be crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember seeing them in Victoria once, and it was right after the smoking regulations had just come in where you couldn't smoke indoors.
I'm sure they didn't give a crap.
No,
about
no,
that,
but and he did this like big like 5-minute improvised monologue about how it was performance art what he was doing.
Yeah. Oh,
it was just he's a very, very funny man.
Genius.
Before that we heard Lovers Love Haters with the song Sitting Still. And we'll leave it at that. And then at the top, we heard Witchcraft Lake by Apollo Ghost off their new album, Mount Benson. Great, great stuff.
Now, are they calling it quits? Or I thought they were taking a hiatus.
Apollo Ghost?
Yeah, like, weren't they taking a break after the EP or something? Not telling tales out of school.
If they were taking a break, but, well, they didn't play shows for a little while.
All it was then, eh?
Like 2 months off.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they're back in full force now. I think they're booking a tour and
awesome.
All sorts of stuff.
Are you going to be at the show?
I definitely intend to be
Excellent.
There. Yeah. It'll be super fun. Okay. Let's play some more music. Here We Go Magic. Have you heard of them?
I have, sir.
They're
yes.
They're not bad.
Yes.
Not the best live show, but they have a new
song. You saw
them
at South by, I
assume? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were okay. They're definitely, there's some studio wizardry going on there to make them sound as poppy as they are. Some Aerial Pink, and then we'll see some other stuff. And then Luke recommended Black Tambourine.
Woo!
So we're going to hear that in a bit. Who are Black Tambourine?
Quintessential Brooklyn band from the early 90s. They were one of the first bands on Slumberland Records.
Mm-hmm.
Slumberland Records just had a huge comeback last year with bands such as Gloss Vegas and The Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
Yes.
And two bands that kind of basically appropriated Black Tambourine's sound. And I'd love to say brought it into the 2000s and stuff like that, but they didn't. It sounds exactly like Black Tambourine. And this is a reissue of all of their fantastic 7-inches on one great compilation.
Awesome.
So be sure and check that out.
Okay, well, let's listen to that first. This is Black Tambourine from their new compilation, self-titled compilation, and this is the song For Ex-Lovers Only.
Yeah. I got a mild fascination.
Thank you.
Breaking everything is my fault. Sentimental, heartbreaking, everything is my fault. Hold on, I'm calling, calling back to the bowl, and we'll dance above them all.
Hi, hi. That was Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti from his new album Before Today, the song Round and Round. Before that, we heard Here We Go Magic from their forthcoming album Pigeons, the song Collector. And at the top, we heard Black Tambourine from a new compilation that has been put out by Slumberland Records, the song For Ex-Lovers Only. And thanks to Luke for giving me a heads up on that. Upcoming shows, let's get to it. Where is it? Where's the news? Okay, here we go. Tonight, Hercules and Love Affair are doing a DJ set at Shine. Adam Green is playing at the Media Club. Titus Andronicus is playing at 917 Main Street, which is where the Cobalt used to be. I guess they're calling it 917 Main now, but that's where it is. Tomorrow night, Dead Meadow is playing with Imad Wasif at the Biltmore. White Lung is playing at the Astoria. That's a late night show. Saturday, Pierce Darrows are playing with Lullaby Orchestra. That's an early show at the Biltmore. Shane Turner Overdrive is at Little Mountain Studios. Humans are playing at 917 Main Street as part of No More Strangers. That's a video release party. And Basketball is playing with Hyenas, Tal Mala, Game Boy, and Self Evident at the Astoria. Friday nights, Surfer Blood are playing with Turbo Fruits. That will be a lot of fun. That's at the Biltmore. The next night, Yukon Blonde are playing with In Flight Safety at the Biltmore. On the 9th, Congress is playing with Sports and Taxes at the Astoria. The Ruby Suns are playing with Toro y Moi and No Gold at the Biltmore, also on the 9th. And on the 11th, there are so many shows. Charlotte Gainsbourg is playing at the Vogue, Spoon, Deer Hunter, and Mikachu and the Shapes are playing at the Orpheum, Beach House is at the Rickshaw, and Passion Pit is at the Commodore. Yikes! I hate it when so many good shows happen on one night. Later in the month, King Khan is coming back to town, this time with the Shrines. That's going to be at Venue. The XX and the JJ are playing at the Commodore on the 13th. You say party, we say die. Oh, Becky just brought me a donut. That's exciting. You say party, we say die. It's playing with Makeout Videotape and Petroleum Byproduct at the Rickshaw. On the 17th, the Moondoggies are playing with the Shilohs at the Biltmore. On the 30th, the Liars are playing at Venue. That's an early show. And later that night, Japandroids are playing with No Gold and Babe Rainbow at Lifetime Collective. Fun stuff. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on 101.9 FM CITR Radio. Donuts. Exciting. Are they rebranded donuts? Did you see that? There was an April Fool's Day joke about Dunkin' Donuts rebranding.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Not quite. But a listener sent in the tip. A listener was like, yo, Bryce, Dunkin' needs to see this. I can't find his email address. And then Bryce passed it on. It was
That's
awesome.
That's great. April Fool's Day is exciting.
It was. They were going to have a new mascot called Dunky.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I really wish that would happen.
I know. I was a little disappointed when I realized it was a joke. Okay, we're going to listen to some Dum Dum Girls. Are we? Yes, we are. Okay, this is Dum Dum Girls from L.A. They have a new album out. It's on Sub Pop. This is the song It Only Takes One Night. And you just finished a condom, your big thesis on condom studies. So It Only Takes One Night.
Secrets die and Heaven and earth are mine, says I. 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 Over the western world, shadows fall under the kind and dying trees we call.
Was Blitz and Trapper from their forthcoming album Destroyer of the Void, the song Heaven and Earth. I like Blitz and Trapper. That was maybe a little bit more somber than I was intending. Before that, we heard the End Tables, and I played that off CD, so don't think that I didn't prepare the 45 properly, even though it did that sound at the beginning. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Some of the time. Process of Elimination was the name of that song. And then before that, we heard Dum Dum Girls from their album I Will Be, the song It Only Takes One Night. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Tonight, Save the Brains, a rock and roll fundraiser featuring some X6 band, the Dead Cats and Stag Reels. Friday night, Dead Meadow playing with Imad Wasif. Saturday night, the early show is Pierced Arrows. The late show is Glory Days with Purple Rhinestone Eagle. Monday night, Surfer Blood is playing with Turbo Fruits. Tuesday, Yukon Blonde is playing with In Light Safety. And Wednesday, it's talent time. That's the Biltmore Cabaret at 2715 Prince Edward at Kingsway. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more information. I remembered the address off the top of my head. I never used to do that. Okay, I don't know what I'm playing next. Let's see. Let's play this band from Austin called Pure Ecstasy. This is the song Voices. Here we go. Let's do that. And then I'll figure out what I'm doing.
What? Don't cross the street.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a hive, 9,000 completely.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Oh,
That was the band Pure Ecstasy from Texas. Before that, we heard we heard The Bitters, which I didn't mean to play, but I did. We heard the song Traveling Girl from their album East General, and we heard Voices from the Voices 7-inch by Pure Ecstasy. That's going to do it for Dunkin' Donuts for this week. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca. Podcast servers are working again here. They were down for a little while. And you can also check out dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com for the playlist and other interesting things. I'm going to close things out with a band from Calgary. They're called Friendo, and they have an album out called Cold Toads. The song is Counter Time. And just before I do that, I'd like to give a shout out to Calgary in general, because Sled Island has just posted their first thing of the lineup. Sled Island's a great music festival that happens in late June, early July. It's happening June 30th to July 3rd this year, right before Stampede. And they've just put up 90 bands. Girl Talk, The Melvins, Built to Spill, Thermals, Le Savvy Fab, Black Lips, Ted Leo, Almighty Defenders, Fucked Up, Quintron and Pussycat, Chick Chick Chick, Deerhoof. Lots of great stuff. So go to sledisland.com to check that out. And this is Friendo. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next week when hopefully my friends Chauvin and Jessica will be able to make it. That was the wrong song again. Why is this happening? Here we go.